In 2007, after reading about the annual Sacred Music Festival in Fez, Morocco, I decided to pack my bag and head off to northern West Africa. Pressed for time, I crammed what reading and listening I could into a few short weeks on the region's Newa music, which combines sacred poetry with dedicated dancing, and I headed off to the land of Morocco, where a rich repertoire of well-preserved ancient African Islamic spiritual songs and rhythms can be traced back to sub-Saharan West Africa. The historical expression of Newa music involves entire communal nights of celebration, celebration dedicated to prayer and healing. Newa music is vibrantly alive and outside of festival settings is performed at Lilas, complex liturgy, and communal night service guided by a spiritual leader or cantor called the Malem. Specific instruments employed in Newa music include the gimbri, bass-like instrument that drives the music. Players primarily use their thumb and knuckles to produce a somewhat muted, percussive, and melodic sound, not unlike the amplified electric bass sound employed in Western funk and popular music. Playing the banjo is somewhat similar. Newa is linked not only to sub-Saharan West Africa, but its historical use as a celebration, first concentrated in Morocco, dates back many centuries and includes the enslavement of other Africans, largely from Mali, sometimes pejoratively labeled as Moors, who were Muslim inhabitants of the Maghreb, North Africa, the Iberian Peninsula, Sicily, and Malta during the Middle Ages. The gimbri typically partners with strings and wind-blown instruments, including the karakub, a percussive set of large castanet-like iron instruments played with both hands. The timbre of the karakub creates a clanging, hooved horse-like sound that serves as the rhythmic underpinning to the music. This group of enslaved Malian Africans, represented primarily by subjugated Muslims, is credited with the creation of the gimbri and the belief systems that exist today in Morocco. This result is similar to how the fashioning of African-centered instruments, music, and religious hybrids thrived in North America and Cuba by their enslaved populations. Newa music today, a major part of North African culture, remains inherent to Morocco's soundscape and is one of the major musical attractions in Morocco, where locals greatly love Newa music and Newa Malems, who remain highly respected both locally and internationally. However, it is not the concert stage that best reveals the narrative about this music. Rather, it is the privately arranged lilas, those homes and community settings where more intimate services best define, illumine, and preserve the legacy of Newa music's celebrated sacred tradition. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.